Earlier this week, I was at the downtown YMCA, and I ran into one of the residents of Nielsen House. And he made a point of stopping me, and he came over to me and he said, "Jim, I want you to know how very grateful I am for the Nielsen House." He said, "They've sponsored me for this membership at the YMCA, and I'm able to come here and work out stress and get my body in shape and just feel good about myself. And they've instilled in me how important recovery is, and that needs to come first, and how important going to 12-step meetings are and working with my sponsor is." He said, "In addition to that, you've treated me like a human being, and I feel good about myself. I'm learning to take care of myself and be responsible." Well, a wave of goosebumps came over me because I was just so excited that, as I mentioned, the staff of the prison outreach are really embodying the values and the principles of this church, and they're carrying them to the men and women of the Jennifer House, the Nielsen House, and the jails, and in the prison. And here's just a couple of the principles that we live by organizationally. To uphold the dignity of each person and to honor his or her experience, it is not our place to ever judge another person. To honor the sanctity and equality of each person, regardless of the differences of birth and learned experiences, we are all created in the image and likeness of God. What makes the prison outreach so special, and unlike lots of programs, is you, Spiritus Christi Church. It is your unconditional love, it's your prayers, it's your belief in the dignity of every person, and the way that you hold this ministry so deeply that you've helped us create healing homes for the men and women of Jennifer House and Nielsen House. So thank you, Spiritus Christi. Although our name is Prison Ministry, one of the root causes of 95% of the residents that come to Jennifer House and Nielsen House is addiction. Many of the men and women have learned to support their drug habits by stealing or doing other things that are illegal. What we've learned by listening to their stories is that the prison of addiction can be a far greater misery than jail time. We often hear the men and women say, "Jail has saved my life." I know that you've all heard about the heroin epidemic, and I know that many of you have been impacted by it as well. This has had a huge effect on the prison outreach over the last couple of years. Far too many of our men and women have died of overdoses. And just last week, we lost a beautiful woman named Cammie, who was a staff person previously in the year, and she relapsed onto drugs just last week. Cammie was a mom of two people. She was a beautiful woman. She touched the life of many, many people in her recovery, and we will miss her deeply. And we grieve the loss of her life, and again, this incredible addiction. As a staff, we've been pondering over the last year, what is it we can do to help fight this powerful addiction? And the first thing we did is we admitted that we were powerless. There's very little that we can do once a person starts to go back out and open up the monster of addiction. It's so powerful. It's very, very difficult to intervene in that addiction. But while they are with us, we can let the men and women know that they are beautiful, courageous, and sacred human beings. We can provide an understanding to the reality that life is really hard, but it can also be a heck of a good time without the use of drugs and alcohol. Amen? So we decided to expand a recreational program. We said, let's be extravagant. So the Jennifer House loaded up the van with a whole houseful of women and the staff, and they drove to Watertown, and they did whitewater rafting on the Black River. And they had an incredible time. It was scary. They fell out of the raft, and they laughed, and they had a far greater time than they could have ever had if they used drugs or alcohol. We have been horseback riding, rock climbing, team rope courses. We're sponsoring YMCA memberships. Nielsen House is working on an in-house gym. They go on bowling trips and they play glow golf, all while stone sober, all with a ton of laughter and a ton of joy. Our response to the heroin epidemic is to empower people and to be extravagant, to let them know that they can live drug-free and that life is wonderful. We are in the battle with them every day for this life and death. And we need your prayers. Please remember to pray for the staff. Pray for our men and women. Our mission is to visit those who are in prison. The gospel calls us to free the captives. And within the walls of Jennifer House and Nielsen House, Jennifer Diaz, Maureen Nielsen, Cammie, Alex, and all the men and women who have passed, their collective voice whispers, "The chain of addiction binds my people. Only love will set them free. Love them unconditionally. Love them extraordinarily. Just keep on loving them." Amen. We have two courageous men and women that are willing to share a bit of their daily battles as they have fought and are gaining headway on their addictions. It's a little bit nervous to speak in front of everybody, so their names are Sydney and Ryan, and we ask you to give them a warm welcome from Spiritus Christi.
Good morning. First, I would like to thank Sarah for asking me to speak here today. I don't believe I would be here today without the support of the Jennifer House. Before I came to the house, I didn't know how to live. All I knew how was to survive at any means necessary. From the time I was 17 till I was 20, I was living on the streets. Even when I wanted to do something different, I didn't know how to. I had grown so accustomed to the lifestyle I was living that staying in it was easier than changing. I was scared to get sober, and when I found out I was mandated to the Jennifer House, this little amount of hope grew inside of me. Upon arrival to the house, I was still very sick. My thought process and my behaviors were still in that addict mindset. Regardless of that, staff welcomed me in with open arms. I got the privilege to come into this house and feel a part of. The staff and the women became my family. They loved me till I could learn to love myself. Between the staff and other women here, I learned how to live life like normal people do. I learned how to have structure and be accountable and responsible for myself. I learned how to be a better person. But most importantly, I learned how to stay sober. Jennifer House introduced me to AA, the 12 steps, and sponsorship. Being able to actually witness how well the program worked for the staff gave me hope. The Jennifer House isn't like other houses in Rochester. The amount of love and support here is endless. When staff can actually understand and relate to your struggles and share their experience, you feel like you aren't alone. Thanks to the Jennifer House, I was able to celebrate 10 months yesterday. Going through the house, I've been able to not only achieve 10 months of sobriety, but also regain relationships with my family. I was able to celebrate my 21st birthday Monday at the house and not even feel the need to drink or drug. This house and this program has afforded me endless opportunities. Starting in April, I have the privilege of being trusted to volunteer here and potentially become employed in May. I'm eternally grateful to have come through this house in my journey into sobriety. I want to personally thank Connie, Sarah, Kiata, and Jim, as well as Spiritus Christi, for all you've done for me and all you'll do for those to come. Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. It's good to be here. Today I stand sober by the grace of God. My sobriety day is June 10th, 2016. Yesterday I celebrated 21 months of sobriety. Thank you. So prior coming into sobriety, I hated the world, I hated myself, I hated people. And, you know, I was a totally opposite person that I am today standing in front of you all. I had that profound personality change that everybody talks about. And today I love myself. I love people. I have relationships with my family. I have a beautiful girlfriend. And I never thought that these things could actually happen for me. You know, prior to getting sober, I spent about 7 years on the streets doing whatever I wanted to. I had no hope for the future, no hope for myself, no faith. I was just simply the shell of a man. And I literally thought I was going to die that way. And I, to be honest, I did not see a way out. So, you know, addiction took me down a road that I never thought I would experience. I ended up getting arrested in June 2016, and I've been sober ever since. And sobriety has been the biggest blessing of my entire life. Upon my release from jail in September 2016, they mandated me to the Nielsen House, and the Nielsen House changed my entire life. The residents and the staff, they loved me and built me up until I could love myself. And I never had that experience and love and fellowship of men in my life ever. And that's exactly what I needed at the time. And they taught me things like responsibility and respect and all these great qualities that I never possessed before. And I really got involved in AA at this time. I got a sponsor and started working the 12 steps, and it's been the greatest journey. I try to live my life today by the principles behind each step, things like honesty, hope, faith, courage, integrity, brotherly love, spirituality, things like that. I try to be kind as possible and love anyone I come into contact with. And it's just funny to me because I did a complete 180-degree turn. Before I was sober, and even when I got sober, you can ask some people, I was the quietest, most shy person ever. And today I'm a full-time college student, going for human services, going for social work, and I want to give back what was so freely given to me. Thank you. It started out with just a little bit of hope and faith. Like I said, I had no hope and faith beforehand. And once I admitted that I was an alcoholic and a drug addict, that was the first step to changing my life. And becoming sober has been the best thing I've ever done for myself. And I just want to thank you all for having me and being here today. Thank you.